And this is a government that had been bombed at least heavily for four separate times since 2006. So Mr. Hellman is a mouthpiece for the pro-Israeli.
How long have you been?
A PAC that basically runs the United States government.
Scott?
And it's very important to understand that this is an occupied territory by a colonialist state.
Nonsense.
Just like the Americans colonized North America and murdered. And I would say to Mr. Hellman, would you like it to give your homes back to the Monongahela and give them back to the Iroquois and give them back to the Indians that owned that land for 12,000 years prior to the white settlers coming and murdering the indigenous people in North America?
Let me answer.
Go ahead,
Mr. Hellman. Let me answer that question. I'll tell you, I used to play basketball with the Tuscarora Indians of upstate New York. And I think that, in fact, perhaps our Supreme Court made the wrong decision when they voided a treaty that George Washington had signed with the Tuscarora Nation so that they could build a big hydroelectric plant. But these are two different situations, and we're not going to sort those out today.
They are not. They are very similar situations. You didn't answer the question.
When were you in Gaza last?
Can I come and bulldoze your home and give it back to the Monongahelans?
When were you in Gaza last? You don't know what you're talking about.
Mr.
When were you in Gaza?
I have never been to Gaza.
You have no idea.
I'm glad you've been to Israel.
Well, you don't know anything, Scott.
You spent decades in Israel.
Scott, you have nothing.
You are an Israel public. I know many things. I'm a former intelligence linguist.
You know nothing.
I've been around the world. I've seen many things.
That confirms to me that you know nothing. You know nothing because you're just a mouthpiece.
You're showing your invincible ignorance.
You're a mouthpiece for the leftist, anti-colonialist, politically correct ideology.
Okay,
I've been in Gaza.
Mr. Hellman, and I have a question.
I'm going to answer the question.
Please listen to this question. Excuse me, Mr. Hellman.
If rockets were falling in Orlando, your neighbors wouldn't stand it for a moment.
I asked the questions, and you answered the question.
If I were
and the question is, Mr.
By,
Hellman,
please,
right
sure,
now
yes,
with
please,
illegal
me,
weapons that are being used, I want to know what it would be Israel's excuse when we see these kids and women that
excuse
are being brought
what?
In with unbelievable injuries. That Norwegian doctor on the ground is saying that for sure illegal weapons, dime, has been used. What is Israel's excuse for using illegal weapons? Of course, there's no excuse for what they're doing to begin with, but at least this point, why would they be using that?
I'll tell you. It will be sorted out in due order what weapons were used and whether any were illegal, which I don't believe. But the problem is not with Israel. It's with the Hamas.
Jesus.
Unelected Hamas. Wait a second. It's the unelected Hamas government.
They're illegal
that digs
weapons
tunnels underground.
Wait a second.
I didn't ask you. You be quiet. I'm talking. The Hamas people are buried in tunnels underground, and they leave the people on the ground.
So you
and
said
they
you
put
were going to answer the question about
in the
illegal
midst of
weapons.
The people. They shield. We don't. You don't know, and I don't know. That
I'm
doctor,
telling you what the Norwegian doctor
supposedly
is saying on the ground.
Said
I'm
you,
telling you what
the
witnesses are saying on the ground.
You're being very ignorant.
You don't know. Scott doesn't know. And the doctor doesn't know what was used. He's not a weapons expert.
I know all about the weaponry she's talking about. They are using chemical weapons.
You've never been
there.
They are
using depleted uranium weapons.
That's a lie.
The Hellfire missile has depleted uranium warheads on it. I know all about the armament that they use.
I'm telling you the problem is that Hamas uses its people to shield the weapons. They fire the missiles from homes and from mosques. Yes, they do. You haven't been there. How do you know? You know nothing. You're a talking head from Orlando who's never been there.
They fire their missiles outside of tunnels, or they've tunneled. They tunneled for miles.
Untrue.
They murdered.
Untrue.
They murdered over a dozen
you know
Israelis.
You haven't been there.
Today. They murdered over a dozen Israelis today. It's been announced in all international news outlets because of the massive amount of tunnels that they're using.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
all you know is what you watch on TV. I've been in Gaza.
You are sorry.
And I was in
Your
Gaza
information
when the Israelis.
Is sorry.
I've been in Gaza. I've been in Gaza when the Israelis pulled out of Gaza, and the Palestinian Arabs had every opportunity to create a viable state with a vibrant economy, but instead they created a hellhole for their people.
How could they create a viable state when they're being strangled? When they are being strangled by the Israelis?
Let me tell you how.
That they are not free to go and come, that they cannot bring in goods as they want. Tell me, how can they create a viable state?
I'll tell you exactly. Well-to-do people from all over the world promised $50 million or even $100 million for them to have all of the hydroponic agriculture that Israel had perfected in Gaza. Wait a second. And they destroyed it before they could collect the money to create the hydroponic agriculture situation. And then they had an election, but no government on the Palestinian Arab side has been elected in more than 6 years, so the present governments are not even representative democracies.
Okay,
this is Hamas,
Ricard,
a terror organization
course,
that occupies Gaza. They had every opportunity to create a viable democracy and a vibrant economy.
Okay, let
the
me
beaches
turn back to
cleaner,
Orlando.
The
Mr.
water
Ricard,
was better,
Ricard,
and instead,
looking at the situation that
instead they destroyed it.
Mr. Ricard. Please, looking at
well,
the situation
you
today,
know?
We
You've
saw
never
over,
been
100,
there. You know
over 100
nothing.
Palestinians killed today in one neighborhood. We saw bodies strewn all over the streets. Of course, Mr. Hellman is saying he didn't see it, but we had live coverage, rolling coverage, and showing the videos and showing the
it's
people
terrible,
and the children's
you don't know
bodies.
What you saw.
And as the emergency units were trying
it's
to
terrible,
go
indeed.
And actually help the wounded and pick up the dead, they were also
why,
targeted.
Why
so tell me why the silence
why
from the
Hamas
international community
why hasn't
and
Hamas,
what needs to be done. Mr.
Why
Ricard.
Hasn't Hamas? Why hasn't Hamas agreed
well,
to a ceasefire?
Thankfully, the international community is waking up. There's massive protests in London. There are massive protests in France. There are no protests hardly in the United States. There are a few in some of the major cities that are smaller. But what we're seeing here is we're seeing a great response by some of the European nations condemning the slaughter. There's even protests in Tel Aviv against the slaughter, the onslaught, where you have Israelis cheering on mountainsides as they're bombing Gaza and cheering, and it's been on CNN. And when they're reporting it on CNN, the CNN reporters are basically shipped off and shipped out because they're reporting the truth on the fascist individuals and the warmongering individuals that are basically murdering. And you're right, today was one of the bloodiest days of the last 2 weeks. This is a two-week attack. And this is a sustained bombing attack for 2 weeks on Gaza. And Gaza is only about 40 kilometers long and about 10 kilometers wide. It's a very small area, smaller than most counties in the United States. So this is an area where, yes, there's almost 2 million people living there. And these people are suffering. And they have not had a chance in
Gaza.
The last 8 years to build a state. They have been bombed four times massively in the last 8 years. And they've been thousands of homes destroyed each time. And hundreds of people killed each time. And thousands of people injured each time. And every time they have to come back and they have to rebuild. So no, Mr. Hellman is full of it. He has He has been very dishonest. He is a hoodwinked Zionist. And he has basically spent his entire life. He's spent his entire life kissing up to Israel because of his Zionist Christian background.
Hellman, please have respect. Mr. Hellman, we have just seen children.
Gaza with me.
We have seen children that were targeted on the beach
by the Israelis.
I'll come
to Gaza with you. I will definitely come with you.
We have seen children that were targeted on the beach when they were obviously playing football prior to that. Tell me, why do you think that we see more and more of these situations happening by Israel?
Because Hamas will not stop firing rockets, will not accept a ceasefire, will not let its people vote freely for a government, will not develop the economy, will not build bomb shelters for their own people.
Thus,
they
Israel
only build bomb shelters
children on
for
the beach.
Their hierarchy.
Thus, with that logic,
and,
sir, Israel kills children playing on
wait
the beach?
Wait a second. Listen, we don't know all the circumstances of that, but Israel...
So it's okay to kill children
Israel
on the beach?
Israel said that they were... That's not my point. The point is
during
Israel has apologized for that, and Israel, we don't know the circumstances, but it's being investigated. But the point is that, as I said, independent witnesses with military experience who have been there say that no nation has showed as much restraint as Israel has, and no nation and no people has showed less restraint than Hamas and its terrorist allies have. the Hamas people use the citizens of Gaza to shield their missile attacks.
Okay, Mr. Israel Record, uses we're just about out of time. Stay with me, Mr. Hellman. Stay with me, Mr. Record.
To protect,
Mr. Record, tell me with
the
situation, what will it take? What will it take to bring this to an end? And I'm not just talking about another ending to this current situation, but that the Palestinians can actually be free in Gaza and elsewhere.
Well, it's what the Israel government is doing.
Well, what can definitely take this to the end is that you have to take Egypt out of the equation. With Egypt in the equation, Egypt is basically not a good mediator. They're the ones that presented this last so-called ceasefire. There was no stipulations in the ceasefire that were worth anything to the people of Gaza, the occupied people of Gaza. All they said that we'll stop shooting at you, but they're going to continue the blockade. They're going to continue the trickle of water, the trickle of electricity, the trickle of supplies. They control everything. The ports have been closed for over 5 years. The borders have been closed for over 5 years. So no, they have not had an opportunity to build their country. And if they were given the opportunity, they would get massive reparations. I'm talking like tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, the right of return to their lands that have been stolen from them by the invaders of Europe and former Soviet states. They have also get massive apologies from not only their, and then there'll be war crimes where people should be going to prison that have made the decisions to make these horrific slaughters against an indigenous unarmed people. When he says these people are armed and they're firing rockets,
it's a horrible
distinction.
We are out of time. I appreciate you being with us, Scott Record, ex-American intelligence linguist out of Orlando, Florida, and President Middle East Research Center, Mr. Richard Hellman out of Washington. And thank you, viewers, for being with us on another debate. And Marzieh Hashemi signing out from Tehran.